Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klaus HaMachas, and we're learning Simon Chafalev, which deals with the concept of Malam HaKadosh. This is a concept brought down in Simon Kufnan Gimel, or Chaim Simon Kufnan Gimel, based on a Mishnah, which is found in Masechet Megillah. It talks about a hierarchy of Kedusha. If a person, if the city is selling items of Kedusha, what can you do with the money? So Mishnah said, the Mishnah, then the Gemara, which follows the Mishnah, says that the people of the city, if they sell a basic Knesset, so the money can be used to purchase the Teva being that which they read the Sefer Torah, they put the Sefer Torah on when they're reading the Sefer Torah. They sell it, or the Teva is another name used for the Aron Kodesh, which is holding the Sefer Torah. If they sold the Teva, they can use it to buy the mantle, which is used on the Sefer Torah. If they sold the mantle, they can use it to buy Svarim, which Svarim means the Chumashim, which is separate Chumashim, do not have a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, or to be a Meksubim. They sold Svarim, you can buy Sefer Torah. But to sell the Sefer Torah to go down, to Svarim to go down to a mantle to go down, all that's going to be, that's usher to do. And even if they use part of the money to buy something which is a higher level of Kedusha, so they want to use the leftover money to buy something else, they cannot do so. It's not, you have to use some of the money for that. All of the money has been designated at a higher level of Kedusha, and you cannot bring it down to Kedusha. Okay. The Mishbur points out Chumashim Shalonu, that which are bitfus, which are printed, they're not they're not written b'galila like the way the Chumashim were of Bizman Chazal. So, even if all five Svarim are put together, they have their Kedusha is less than the Kedusha of one of the Svarim written b'galila that Chazal were talking about. The Ramah in Yeridaya does say, however, that the level of Kedusha of Svarim, which we have nowadays, which are printed, is comparable to the level of the Kedusha of the Nevi'im that Chazal were talking about. So there is a Kedusha on Svarim, even though they're printed, but it's not the same level of Kedusha as if they were written with the on the klaf, etc., similar to the way a Sefer Torah is written. Now, there are exceptions over here that a Sefer Torah, which has a toast in it, the Shulchan Aruch point continues, does not have the Kedusha Sefer Torah, like we'll see in the Chayyadim. Can you buy same level of Kedusha? Can I use the money of a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah? Can I use the money of for Svarim, for other Svarim? So the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. V'yesh Oysrim, V'yesh Matirim. Now, the Mishabur explains like this. Everybody agrees that chachila you should not sell the sefer in order to buy another sefer. Even though we're not worried about a case of the pshia that the person might forget, the money will not be used, and then the money gets lost, and then or gets used for something else. It's sitting there ready. He sells A, he buys B, right? So there's no chashash of some level of negligence and loss of the money. It's not the concern. But the deal that you're selling a safer, even for another safer, is not acceptable. To sell to go up for a high level Kedusha is acceptable. What we're discussing right now is something else. That we're discussing, you sold it already and you have the money. What can you do with the money? So one opinion says, Malam Kedusha Emeridin means that the money has to be used for a higher level of Kedusha. You cannot use the money for something of the similar level of Kedusha. You have to use the money for something higher. And the opinion which is Makel says, once you've sold it already, which you should not have done so, but you're allowed to then use the money even for a equal level of Kedusha. So a person has Svarim, and he's running out of money, the Bais Svarim wants to sell some of his Svarim to the other Svarim. So this would seemingly go into this question. So the Mishmur points out that the quotes from the Taz, that we see nowadays people sell Svarim to buy other Svarim with them. So how do we allow that? So he says, it seems to me that we have to assume that nowadays when the person buys the Sefer, he has in mind that he's only going to buy the Sefer for as long as he needs it. When he no longer needs the Sefer, he's going to sell it. So even though he did not speak it out explicitly, it's like he made a tanai in the Bechira that he wasn't making a permanent purchase, which would therefore limit his usage of the money. It was a temporary purchase till as long as he needs it. And when he's finished, he never committed the value to it more than that. So he's allowed to then change it with something else. That is the explanation of the Taz. The Ali Rabbi gives another explanation, which will be a system we'll talk about in the upcoming shiurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.